What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show talking Arrow. Yep, we're going to be talking about Wednesday's episode. Last week, they hit the CW. It was called Dangerous Lesions. I like to say it like that. All right, people. Alongside of me, technically, Miss Anna B, Traveler 15 from Twitter. She is a big fan of Arrow, like myself. And actually, she's originally from Australia. I'm thinking this coming up recap, which means tonight's episode, I think we might actually do it together because she's actually in the States. But enough of that. We'll get to that later. So since she's in Australia, she went ahead and recorded her review, and then I'm just going to commentate over it, kind of keep it simple and easy. And then I've got a couple of things that I want to address just in case she doesn't, but we'll see what happens. So here's Miss Anna B, Traveler 15 on Twitter.
We're back, Mike, after a bit of a break with Arrow.
Yes.
And we've only got 5 episodes left to the season finale of Series 5.
Right.
So, and this episode is Dangerous Liaisons, a very Felicity-focused episode, I thought.
I agree.
This brings Felicity's liaison with Helix to crunch time. She certainly is going to go to down a dark path in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn that Helix's founder, Caden James, is imprisoned in an Argus imprisonment. And they want Felicity to help her get him out. Apparently, this Caden James has the technology which can help Felicity locate Adrian Chase, alias Prometheus. So in a way, they're like blackmailing Felicity now to help her get him out of Argus, and she'll get the information she wants. So really, she is going to go down that dark path, and she shouldn't be doing it, I think. Felicity is adamant she wants Chase. That's the only reason why she's doing it. She's hurt, and Oliver tries to talk to her to make her to stop going ahead with her plans. Because this Helix lot, they're a bad crowd. They're not just hacking now. They're getting mercenaries to do their dirty work, and they've got guns. They're killing people. That's not what Felicity signed up for with them. And I don't blame Oliver for caring about her, because she's putting herself in danger. I like the talk that Oliver was having with Felicity in the loft before she went off, trying to stop her with her plans. It was just that nice connection between them again, like old times. He doesn't want her to sell her soul because of this threat he created with Adrian Chase. Felicity just wants to do this for herself and for Oliver, instead of it's always been him looking after her. We also find out that Lila has been doing something like the dirty, like Waller. And Dig's not happy that Lila's turning bad and holding people against in prison for no reason, because they're not criminals. And I think Dig and Lila's marriage is going to be on the rocks because of the way Lila is turning out now as she's running Argus. That's going to be a problem for them going forward.
Totally agree with that.
And then you've got Lance, who's trying to help Renee so he can get to see his daughter, and that he can finally take her home from foster care. So as he knows that family is all important. So I suppose we say at the very end of the episode, we've got Felicity has finally got the tracker to find Chase, and she's back in the lair with Oliver, who's not happy with what went down for the evening, and Caden James was released back to Helix, and they took off and don't want to know Felicity anymore. And that tracker finds Chase at the lair, and then the computers explode. So what's happened to Oliver and Felicity? So I gather that's what we're going to find out next episode.
Tonight.
It was had a lot of action packed in this episode, a lot happening in it. And yeah, I thought it was quite good coming back into it after such a long break. And it's always hard to get that feel once you do come back after having a break. So yeah, so to next week, we'll see what happens. And it's the countdown is on.
Oh, there it is. There's Miss Anna B's little review right there. You know what? I guess she kind of see things a little bit differently. I don't know about how I felt. I mean, I thought I enjoyed the episode. It was good. I expected it to be a little bit more wow in your face since we were coming back from a little break. I think tonight's episode is going to be better than last week's. It's obvious that Felicity... It seems that she's lost her legs again because of whatever the blast did that Adrian Chase did. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because it looks like almost Oliver kind of goes out, you know, like and Felicity's trying to get him back. So I don't know if he's passing out. I don't know. That's what the commercial made it look like. Let me see here. Some of my stuff that I guess when it comes to Anna, the whole loft scene. Between Felicity and Oliver, I did not see the nice connection there. I mean, was it cool to have them in the same room in the old loft where they all used to be together? Maybe, but I didn't see the niceness there. I think Oliver was trying to give some advice, and Felicity wasn't having it, and she was pretty much, you know, telling him like, "Bring it, you know, don't get out of my way." I can kind of see her thought process. You know, I'm sure it's because, you know, Adrian Chase from Prometheus killed her man, but all the stuff that he's doing to innocent people. So I can kind of relate and I kind of see Felicity's side of it, and I can kind of agree what she's doing and whatever needs to get done. Because not everybody on the team is innocent, you know, and, sometimes you got to do little bad things to get the bad guys. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, this whole episode, I mean, even with when it comes to Lila for Argus, I was not upset with her stuff. You know, Diggs isn't innocent either. Look what he almost did to the mayor's wife when he was trying to find what's-his-face Damian Dark. You see, everybody's got some secrets. I think they're pretty much done with unless he realizes that he's not perfect. But if not, then yeah, they're doomed. But I'm on Lila, believe it or not. And I'm kind of shocked I'm saying this because I've never really cared too much for her. Let's see what else. I thought the episode was good. You know, it had some cool fight scenes. Helix definitely plays Felicity, but in return gives her that tracking device. But I don't know. I don't know how it's going to come off in this tonight's episode. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of anything else. Because now that I'm thinking, was it Adrian Chase that exploded and messed up the camera? Or was it, what's his face, the guy that gave the tracking device? Maybe Helix made it destruct. I don't know. Now I'm thinking. Now I'm getting thrown off here. But I don't know. It's got to be Adrian Chase. Because they were tracing him and they were like, he's right here at the lair. So that's what it is. I'm down thinking. So that's pretty much it, y'all. I mean, I thought the episode was good. It's obvious that Anna liked it as well. Tonight's a new episode of Arrow. And we're going to be dealing with After the Explosion. And like I said, Anna B is here in the States. And I'm kind of curious to see if we're going to be able to do something together live. If not, we'll just keep doing it like this. But that's pretty much it. Thumbs up on the episode. I have a feeling tonight's episode is going to be better than this return episode. If you want to hear more of our stuff, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow. You can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, and you can find everything there, plus the podcast on the top of the page. And audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. All our shows are there as well. If you want to follow Anna B on Twitter, Traveler15, that's her. Me on Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike on Facebook. I think that's it. Yeah. So tonight's new episode of Arrow hits the television. And we'll watch it. Maybe we'll knock it out tomorrow night. I don't know. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.